producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Pope Francis arrives for his first visit to the U.S. Hillary Clinton, more bags under her eyes as the FBI has recovered personal and work-related emails, shocker, from the private computer server used by Clinton as Secretary of State. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Who should we talk about first? Let's go with the Pope, shall we? Yep, it's true. The Pope has arrived. The Pope is here. The Pope is here. Somebody said that to me today. I'm just going to peel back the layer. I was in the line at the bank, and some little boy said, "The Pope is here. The Pope is here." I said, "I know, but he's not here. He's not here in Texas. He's here in the United States." I thought it was pretty interesting. So Pope Francis, yes, is in Washington, and he arrived, touchdown at Andrews, no problem, after a flight, from Cuba. So the president was there. He greeted the Pope on the tarmac, and so were the girls and his wife and all that kind of stuff. There were school kids there, and everybody was screaming and chanting, hello, 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 and welcome to the USA, that kind of stuff. And on the plane, he told reporters he hopes the United States will lift its long trade embargo on Cuba as a result of the negotiations between the two countries. But he says he's not going to use this as part of the address at all to Congress. I'm very curious about that. But this is just the start of this week-long trip. Remember, he's going to do the Congress thing on Thursday. He's going to do the General Assembly in New York on Friday, and then he's doing an open-air mass in Philadelphia where 1.5 million people are expected. And this is a tale of two cities for me because I have massive family members in all these areas, but especially Philadelphia, and some of them are just clearing out, want nothing to do with it because they say it's massive people and it's craziness and everything's closed and they're complaining. And then I have other friends and family. They have tickets. They're going. They want to be there. Some of them are Catholic. Some of them aren't even Catholic. They just think it's really cool and they want to be a part of that. So Pope Mania has hit the United States. Our first batter up is Grim. Hey, Grim, what's up?
Oh, boy. Kate, I really got upset today. Oh, with our government. I mean, we need to have our education system regulated by the people that are sending their kids to school locally. And this is where I'm getting at. All these government agencies. The EPA is the one that got me today. Because my whole life, I've never had a mechanic touch my vehicle. Raised by my dad to fix my own stuff. And they're making that just as hard as ever to do nowadays. And the EPA come in and they're going to take Volkswagen and just tear them a new one. You've heard about this.
Yeah.
But we need to get rid of these agencies. We really do. They're the problem. Because my dad, the only way he made it was the fact that he had to not just hold down three jobs, but he also had to hold down a fourth one by maintaining vehicles, maintaining yard, maintaining a house, doing the electrical, doing the plumbing.
Wow.
You see where I'm coming from, Kate?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I do.
The person that Your dad's dad. We all grew up in America to where we had the middle class, especially the lower middle class. You know, they used to break it down in three, you know, the upper, middle, and lower.
Yep, you're right.
And especially the lower middle class, which was struggling between just high school graduates and high school dropouts. You know, you had to do everything. I just don't see how a young couple, both high school graduates, married, got a kid coming on their way, are ever going to make it in this world.
Yeah,
not the
I
way
agree.
The government's run, not the way the government's run, because you cannot maintain your own vehicle. You cannot maintain your own health care. You know, you can't regulate your own health care system.
Yeah.
You can't.
You're right. It's ridiculous. Cause so the things that you were able, we had a word for that. You were able to jimmy rig things. You knew neighbors. Your friend knew how to fix a car. Somebody knew how to do something. So that's you would talk about that and you would save a buttload of money. That's what you're talking about. So you're right. You could afford to take a vacation even if you were in the lower middle class. But now because of all of the red tape and the way you're right, the way the government's being run, it's getting tougher and tougher for people to be able to do that.
Shipped a whole lot of EPA. Do you see their budget? Have you Googled
insane,
their budget?
Insane.
Most of them are these kids that are coming out of college that have been left-wing minded. They don't really know. They
don't
know.
Crazy.
I can sit here and talk about old ways. Well, you can't do that. Yes, you can. I understand because we had corporations that just didn't care, and they wasted and polluted.
Right.
But we've gotten to the point where we've regulated them to where they're comfortable with it. And this diesel pollution, come on, until we find a new mathematical formula to create a new energy source, such as lithium crystals in Star Trek, we're kind of stuck with fossil fuels.
Yeah. You're right, and that's the problem. Also, too, the affordability, which is never the thing that's talked about, but it would be so crippling. I mean, how would it be affordable?
The left, they want to charge you. And not only do they want to charge you extra for it, they want to pay you to tell you who's going to tell you how to get the right stuff.
Oh, boy.
Commonplace Affordable Care Act. Why should I be paying the government when they ain't even giving me health insurance or directing me to a doctor? They're just saying, okay, now you can go look for your own health care. I was doing that before.
I know. I know. But it is interesting. The whole health care. Here's the bottom line. With health care, Grim, just never get sick. That's what the doctor told me. Never get sick and you'll have to worry about navigating anything.
I can
Which
fix
is terrible.
It. I can fix it. I can fix also the attorneys. You put them underneath a socialistic decree, underneath how they work, and get paid. That's how you do it.
Yep. Let everybody be under the same system, and then, that's what happens. Yeah.
You take that group and you say, here's what you have to do to get this. Period. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't retire with $1 million at age 40. Annual income of $1 million with $1.5 million home on a golf course. You're going to have to work till you're 65 to be lucky to get that.
Yeah. Boy, no kidding. So Grim, grimness from the Grimster. Grim, we're up against it. Thanks. He has a point. You know, it is frightening, isn't it, some of the things that are happening because of all the red tape, and you know how I feel about that. We need a smaller federal government. We need a federal government, but not as big. Speaking of that, it's a perfect time to go on the road again. You could win a computer, one of those Flex notebooks. Just go to kateontheroad.com. Sign up.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Computer screen all day long. How many people are running around with their face in their iPhones and their iPads and everything else? And the answer is the majority of us. I can't give you a hardcore number, but I know it's pretty darn high. In our virtual green room right now, he may be looking at an eye chart, is Dr. Tommy Lim. He's with he's from San Jose, California, and he is right there in the heart of Silicon Valley. This is why I mentioned where he's from, because you can imagine how big tech is, as we all know. And there is a crazy problem, I think, that's happening with our eyesight because of computers, TVs, tablets, and phones, and all the things that I just mentioned. Hey, Doc, thanks so much for coming on.
You're all very welcome.
So when we what's happening to our eyes by doing what I just said, looking at all these screens?
Well, the average American spends about 25 hours a week staring at these electronic devices. At the same time, these devices emit blue light, which increases the amount of eye strain, headaches, and fatigue that we get.
Yeah, so as you say, the fatigue and the strain and all of that, what can we do? What can we do to overcome this? Because I don't see, if anything, technology is only getting bigger, and I don't think that's going to change.
No, you're absolutely right. The best thing that we can do is to try to either use lenses, spectacle lenses that either filter or reflect the negative blue light that we get from electronic devices. Let me give you a little bit of background. We get blue light from the sun, which is normal. However, this blue light that we get from electronic devices kind of puts us over the edge and causes strain, a problem that we never had in years past.
Right. So what are you doing or what can be done to correct that?
Well, what we're recommending to our patients are wearing spectacle lenses that reflect blue light, which is a lens called a blue tech lens. And there's also other features of lenses, such as recharge. That's a non-glare feature that reflects the blue light. For heavy users of computers, and I would say, you know, hours, you know, 2 hours a day, I would recommend something that has more of an impact on the negative blue light, because the blue tech lens has an amber tint to it, which not only filters out the blue light, but it relaxes your eyes.
Yeah, and how dangerous or how vulnerable are kids, I guess, to this?
Actually, they're quite vulnerable. And the reason why, Kate, is because they have large pupils and they have shorter arms. So devices are held quite close to their face. How many kids during the summer especially spend almost their entire day looking at an iPad, looking at a laptop?
Yeah, a lot is the answer, because no matter what they like to do, it usually involves computers, certainly in some way. So great advice about these blue tech lenses, et cetera, and the other things that you can do. And this also affects, right, when you, the blue light, if we go back to why the blue light is so bad, because somebody could say, well, who cares? Why? I'm looking at a computer. It can't be all that bad. But blue light is bad for you. Like you say, the sunlight has blue light, and that's okay. But when you have a lot of blue light coming into your life, it disrupts your sleep pattern, doesn't it?
It can. There are people that are very susceptible to this. And the reason why is the blue light from electronic devices can disrupt their circadian rhythm. See, in the past, the blue light from the sun would affect how we sleep, which is the normal sleep cycle that we have. But the blue light from electronic devices, again, gets us over the edge and disrupts that whole cycle. And some people will say that, especially those who spend hours on a electronic device before going to bed at night, will have a difficult time falling asleep.
Yeah, that's no good, that's for sure. So the blue tech lenses, when people are hearing this, they're like, oh, doc, how much is that going to cost? Are they expensive? Does insurance cover it?
You know, the cost of these lenses are only slightly more than the average high-quality prescription lens. But the actual costs really vary based on the patient's prescription.
All right, so yeah, so it depends on all of that. And are you seeing this more, obviously? I mean, you're focusing, so to speak, on this. So you must be seeing this more in patients. And when did this first start? When did you first start to notice this?
Interesting point you make, because I've been in practice since 1977, and we've, you know, during this period of time, people use computers more and more and more, but over these past, I'd say 25 years, and it's increasing, the vast majority of people use computers so much, and we're not just talking about Silicon Valley, we're talking about all towns and cities around the country, because that's just how we conduct business. That's how we learn things, by processing through computers.
Yeah, absolutely. So you are in Silicon Valley. I mentioned that at the top, and the reason is because I was talking about all the technology. And somebody told me last year you were the California Optometrist of the Year. So does that mean like Mark Zuckerberg and all those guys are clamoring to go to your practice?
I haven't seen him yet on the appointment book, but perhaps in the future.
All right, I love it. Okay, so check it out for sure. If people want to know more about these lenses, I know you have a bunch of information. Where can they go?
Well, what they can do, they should first ask their eye doctor about this. Tell them they would like to have some help with fighting the blue light from electronic devices. And they could either go to check out on the internet, www.bluetechlenses.com, that's BLUTECH, or they could check out Hoya, HOYA.com, that makes the recharge non-glare lens, or they could just go straight to, usually their eye doctor is usually the best source, but they probably, very likely, have heard of this lens. If not, you can look that up on the internet, and they can help you with that.
All right, I love it. Dr. Tommy, thanks so much. Dr. Tommy Lin, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Kate.
All right, so that's pretty interesting stuff if you think about the whole blue light. It's kind of freaking me out, actually, because a lot of people have been talking about it. And we know this. I mean, this isn't new that we haven't talked about it. But it's great that there are solutions. So instead of just ignoring it, doing something about it, why not? I mean, I'm not pushing the lenses, but why wouldn't you get the lenses if it's going to correct that problem because of the dangers of not doing something about it, especially if you're somebody who's on the computer all the time, which is maybe some of you listening don't have this problem, but so many of us do, because that, frankly, that's where all our work is, right? So whether it's work, or we made the point talking about kids have this in school, they don't even have anymore. My nephew, he was telling me the other day, they don't even have like a pencil and paper or any of that. Everything's through the computer. Everything they do, tests, everything they look at. So it has to be doing something eventually over time to their eyes, I would think. So the danger of the blue light is absolutely real. And a lot of, like I said, a lot of people talk about it. We've talked about it before. That's why I thought it'd be interesting to have him on. And you heard him say that he's been in the biz. He's been an eye doctor since 1977, so he certainly must have seen that change, where all of a sudden, because now of the use of computers and technology, you could see that things must have been changing with people for sure. And it's this whole blue light thing. Wow. I mean, it's crazy, because when, you know, I had such great eyes, and now I have lenses, and I still have decent vision, but when I go to the eye doctor, I always think it's funny. It feels like a test, doesn't it? It's like when you sit there, can you see? You would like want to pass the test. Can you see the bottom row? And it's like little crumbs all of a sudden. It's like, wait a second, I think I've seen an E. There's a Z. Do you do that? There's an E again, and that's a B. And it's, you just know. This is where that turning point happens, where you think, wait, I had laser vision. What happened to my eyesight? And I bet, and he said that in talking about kids, that some of that may happen to people a little bit sooner than it used to happen, because certainly, obviously, in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, you weren't looking at screens. Your life did not exist on a screen. I mean, even older people, everybody now has some sort of a device where that's how they're communicating. So all of us are looking at screens way more probably, well, you know, for sure, than they did in the past, right? Interesting stuff. Stick with us.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back to America Tonight. You know, each and every show I say this, but it's really true. I'm overwhelmed by the amount of incredible ideas and thoughts that you have, either on what's happening in the world, what we're talking about on the show, or something you think we should talk about on the show, and I love it. Keep it coming. If you have suggestions, something you want to hear about, do it. Send it to me, americatonight.net. On that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
First up, this one from Scotty, who says, Kate, I got to tell you, this whole thing with what's happening with the Pope is so fascinating to me because, and you said it, the amount of security that you have to have for someone at his level, whose role anyway is iconic and people in the world know him, and you would never want anything to happen in the United States, and yet so easily anything can happen because you say it as well, there's no 100%. Would you hate to be the person in charge of his detail coming to America? Oh, that's a layup question. I would hate to be that person. Of course I would. Because it's got to be an overwhelming task. I was looking at some of what the Secret Service was doing in all three areas, in New York, which is wide open, Washington, and Philadelphia. And you're talking about historic areas, big, massive crowds, and wide open spaces. And sure, you've got sharpshooters on roofs, and you've got people in the crowd disguised looking around. But yes, it would be an unbelievable, arduous task. So would I want to be the Jay Johnson Homeland Security? No, I would not. But that's the gig. That's what you do. That's what you're getting paid the big bucks for, to come up with ways to stop the bad guys in case there are any bad guys. You know, what can I say? And here's another one. This one is from John, listening to us in Austin. Kate, a lot of people listening to you in Austin. You've talked about being here before in 6th Street and what it's like and all that kind of stuff. And the T-shirts that we sell, Austin is weird. It is definitely weird, but it's definitely very, very, very cool, I have to say. When I look at Donald Trump, and no offense to Donald Trump, I think it's great that he's kind of ignited this open conversation, but I do not see Donald Trump as presidential. I guess it depends on what you describe a president as, but what do you think? Oh, I think it's so odd. I mean, the whole Donald Trump thing is wild, except for that I agree, and I've said this on the show, because he doesn't care, there's nothing to defend, he can say whatever he wants. He's not concerned. There's no, ooh, I can't say it this way. How do I say this? How do I be politically correct? Ooh, if I don't say this the right way. He's not thinking that. I mean, he's not thinking that that's how he has to speak. He doesn't do political speak, in other words. So it does make it interesting. And we are like rubberneckers because you either find it funny, you find it refreshing, or you feel like, hey, listen, he has started this conversation because it's forcing everybody else to kind of let down their guard a little bit, since they are asked about him or asked about things he says, or immigration especially, even though we've been talking about immigration forever. We have. That is not a new conversation by any stretch of the imagination. We just keep recycling the same arguments, different politicians, sometimes a little different point of view, but it's the same thing. Nothing changes, and it's talked about. I'm going to go visit the border, and I'm going to go see what we should do here. Let's build a wall. Let's not build a wall. Let's add more security, more Border Patrol agents. Let's figure out a way to seal off tunnels and possibly, I mean, these are the conversations that have been going on for decades. So that's not something new. It's just that he is relentless, and he won't stop talking about it. He won't stop talking about it. So that's the big difference, really. All right, let's move on to something else. And by the way, so presidential, I don't see him as a president. No, I don't think he becomes the president. But you never know. I saw this new thing, hashtag ask Trump. So he's like taking on anything. And who's to say? I mean, what happens if tomorrow, if the Republicans had to pick, would it be him? It's certain. How could it be Jeb Bush? You look at the poll numbers, how could it be? So who would be there? It's they keep talking about that Trump is going to get taken down, but when is that happening? Let's see. Wait till we get to the primaries. That's where it's going to get really interesting. I know I keep saying it, but it's so true. All right, how about this one? This one is from Haggard, who says, Katie girl, I heard you talking about your, I love that, Katie girl. I heard you talking about Nail the Score. I love Nail the Score. I'm either going to call in or I'm going to send you an email. And I'm wondering what you think the Dallas Cowboys are going to do. Oh my gosh, they don't have Tony Romo in. What a change of the fates and fortunes of our Cowboys. I say bring in Tim Tebow. Why not? He's out there. It can't hurt. What do you think? Yeah, it's funny you say that because the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, was rallying for Tim Tebow. Let's bring him in, Tim Tebow. I don't think so. I don't think Tim Tebow is the guy that's coming to Dallas at all. I mean, with Dallas struggling, though, Romo's out. They have to give Brandon Weeden a shot. He's their backup quarterback. But what happens if he can't do it? I mean, you could go to Tebow. You could. If it doesn't work out with him, there would be somebody else you could pick up, and maybe he would be on your short list. But it is crazy, and what a difference maker for the Dallas Cowboys, the fact that you don't have Tony Romo there, and you've won your first two games by hook or crook, and boy, oh boy, I think it's going to be very tough to win with Brandon Weeden. They have to do everything they can to protect him and help him because he has not taken a lot of snaps, that's for sure. All right, let's move on to another one. This one comes to us from Jason, who says, hey, Kate, I've been listening for a long time now, or as long as you've been on in Sarasota. And it's interesting, we got by hurricane season without too much of a hassle. Are you surprised by that? I have to say I am, because we kept hearing all this doom and gloom, and every time there's anything going over the Atlantic Ocean, any kind of a development, it sounds as though it's going to smash right into the top of our heads, doesn't it? Well, somebody who's living in Florida, and I have family in Florida, and you're living in Florida, it does seem like that, but that's because of other previous hurricanes and terrible storms. You don't want to get caught defenseless and not really paying attention to what's going on with the weather. Andrew was terrible. What happened in Miami and the southern part of Florida was awful, and lives were decimated, and it was just awful. So you can't prevent it, but at least if you take some precautions, you don't have to be in the middle of it. And if your home is in the middle of it, your home may survive, or parts of it may survive if you do a few things. I mean, it just depends. It depends on the kind of hurricane we're talking about, because, as you know, what level of a hurricane. But I think you can't warn people enough. That's what I hate about tornadoes. I'm living in a tornado alley place, that you really have no warnings. They'll say there's a tornado watch for wherever, and maybe that helps a bit, but it's not like a hurricane where there's more predictability with that, or at least the possibility of it, and you can see, okay, now it's dissipating, great. But with a tornado, boom, you're in it. And once you're in it, that's it, you know? And it's pretty tough. It's very tough. So, personally, I say as many warnings as possible, absolutely. All right, quickly, let's go to another one. This one is from Barb. Kate, I love my VW. I love my Volkswagen. What is going on? How many cars are affected? Great question. I read something where it was 11 million is what they're saying, and now they're apologizing all over the place. And to cover this, because it's a whole emissions thing, they're going to have to pay like $7 billion plus. And the CEO is just apologizing all over the place, saying, I'm so sorry, it's awful, and it's a big scandal about the whole emissions thing. So they've had to set aside that money to cover the recall of these Volkswagens. And, of course, the shares in Volkswagens are just plummeting. It was like 20% the other day. It was the whole thing about the German cars and how great the German cars are. But the U.S. found that they had programmed about 500,000 Volkswagens to emit lower levels of emissions in tests than on the roads. So that's a scandal. So now they had to admit the problem was bigger. They found discrepancies in these cars. That's why the number's 11 million. So it's a global issue, and it's killing their reputation, because the reputation is quality cars. That is the central thing to Volkswagen. These are the best cars. And then you think about how much of the exports they're responsible for. I guess it's about 20% of exports, and they have close to 800,000 people that they employ. So I think this is going to hit them. Remember, they own Audi, or Audi. They own Audi and Porsche. So this is not good for them, and they're trying to come clean on any emissions manipulation. The French government wants a Europe-wide investigation. Italy wants to know whether it's been affected. So they're in the midst of this. I mean, this is when something like this happens and it hits the fan, if you know what I mean. Who knows how they survive? It's going to be tough. All right, thanks for all the emails. Remember, you can email me too, americatonight.net.
We're in a state of emergency, a mess of confusion.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. And the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
The name of the game. The name of the game. The name of the game. The name of the game.
Ole, 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 ole. We are the champs. We are the champs. Ole, ole.
Sweetness, you gotta love that. It's time for Nail the Score. Maybe you're gonna get lucky. And let me explain, this is where the computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. You, yes, you, sleepyheads. No one's sleeping out there. 50 million people at least are awake. You call in. You give us a guess what team's going to win. You don't have to know anything about football. Nothing. It's a guessing game. It's like Keno when you go to Vegas. You're circling a number and giving us that number, the two numbers, and who you think's going to win. On that note, let's nail the score.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Some beauts this week, including the Chiefs and the Packers, the Lions and the Broncos. What's going on with the Broncos? How about them Vikings? Yeah, the Vikings, unpredictable. Every team's unpredictable. So let's see where we're going. How about hitting that computer, Mr. Nathan? Wow. How about this? You're not going to believe the game that was chosen. The Bucks and the Texans. The Bucks and the Texans for Nail the Score. So I'm going to say this is tough because the Buccaneers were blown out in their first week by Tennessee. Marcus Mariota and the gang just ripped them to shreds in front of the home crowd. And then they came back in a very big way last week. So this week against the Texans, where they've been plagued by injuries and don't seem to be the team that I thought, honestly, that they would be when I looked at them in the preseason. I mean, they have J.J. Watt, the sack machine, but just because you have a sack machine, if you can't score, if you can't get any real points on the board, you're in trouble. And they did narrowly lose to the Panthers, the Texans, last week. So they're 0-2 in the hole, whereas Tampa beat the Saints. It was a huge win for them, 26-19. The Saints are 0-2 in the hole, and the Bucks are 1-1. But more importantly, the Bucks showed a little grit, I think. And for that reason, it's really tough. For that reason, I'm going with Tampa. Plus, my family lives there, so I'm going to just throw a little love their way. And I'm going to say Tampa wins this by a score of 21-17. Besides, they have that really cool pirate ship. Although, this game is in Texas, so the pirate ship will be dark. It doesn't matter. I like Jameis Winston. He had 417 yards and a couple of touchdowns now. When we're looking at his stats on the season, last week was a good week for him. And I don't have anything against the Texans, though, actually. I kind of like the Texans, but I'm going with Tampa Bay. 21-17. You might look at this a little bit differently. It doesn't matter. It's a guessing game. Send me your scores at americatonight.net, americatonight.net, or ring up these numbers. Jump on the phones now, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Pete in Texas, what do you say, Peter?
I say 28-20, Texas.
Ooh, 28-20, Texas. All right, you could be right. You know, it's unpredictable, this game.
That's true.
No question. It's been a very strange season, although I feel like I say that all the time. But it really seems like it this year. Peter, thanks. So Pete likes the Texans, but notice his is pretty close, too, 28-20. I really think it's going to be one of those tight games. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. If you just tuned in and you're wondering what in the world are we doing, we're not nailing Hillary Clinton for emails. We're not talking about Donald Trump and the latest sidestepping question when he was asked on Stephen Colbert about the birthplace of Barack Obama, our current president. Nope, we're nailing the score, and the game is Tampa Bay and the Houston Texans. 855-266-5283. At stake, you can win a computer. It's a really cool computer, too. It's one of those netbooks. I have one. They actually gave me one. They gave me one so I would have a test one so I could talk about it, and I love it because I can actually take it places it actually works. Meaning when it works, it's just boom, I zip it up and you can watch movies or do whatever you do. Let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim, what do you think?
Are you ready for some football?
I'm always ready for football.
Yeah. Last week, the game of the week to me was Oakland.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
So, as Grim would do, and Pete's pretty much on the right track, I'm going with Tampa Bay 13, and Houston's going to beat them by 24.
Okay, Tampa Bay 13. Wait, say that again.
Tampa Bay 13.
Mm-hmm.
Houston 24.
Got it. For a second, because you said that backwards, you know. So it was like, wait, 24-13. What? What are you talking about? I gotcha.
Well, Tampa Bay is going to Houston now.
That's right. Tampa Bay is going to Houston, absolutely. And, you know, speaking of the Raiders, you know, the Raiders are taking on the Browns in Cleveland this week.
Uh-huh. I got them beating them.
Yeah,
of course,
the
you get that in an email. I've been sending you. You
know. I know. I've been reading your emails. So the Raiders and the Browns, that is an intriguing. That would have been a good game of the week, too, for sure. But I like this. This is something a little bit different, so I'm not going to beat up the computer for that, Grim. Thank you. Anybody else wants to weigh in, they certainly can. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or send me an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. I'm getting a lot of emails, so I promise I will go through those. We couldn't do this without Nate making one of his educated guesses. What do you think, Nathan?
Oh, with all of my education about sports and sports statistics.
Yes.
I'm going to have to go with my gut and and give it to the crazy Floridas. We'll make it a weird one and do 18-13 bucks.
Ooh, 18-13 bucks.
Yeah.
All right. Nathan is...
Try it out.
I like it. Nathan is... This is locked and loaded. Although there's cockamamie scores. So back in the day, would you ever see 18-13 sometimes? But it didn't seem like that much. Now it wouldn't be so far fetched to see a score like that, where it looks even more like a baseball score, even less than that. We've seen those scores before, for sure. Okay, here's a couple ones that we got in. Anne Marie, yo, Kate. Absolutely, Tampa Bay. I'm going to say Tampa Bay wins it 35-27. 35-27. Here's one from Russ. Keep going. I love Nail the Score. I wish you had picked a different game. I'm picking the Texans, of course. You mentioned J.J. Watt. I jumped on right away with the email, and I say 30-21. All right, 30-21. Sometimes you can have that great player, but it's not the right great player. I'll tell you who's looking good. The Cardinals are looking good. Larry Fitzgerald was on fire last week. 3 touchdowns. He looked awesome. And that game against the 49ers, what's going on with the 49ers? They're 1-1, and world beater 1 week and Lamb the next. Who knows? The Sunday night game is the Broncos and the Lions. The Lions desperately need a win because they're down 0-2, going down 0-3 to start the season. Not good. By the way, since we're on football, and don't worry, if you sent me an email, I promise you we will get to it. It counts. Everybody always worries about that. The Cowboys picked up a quarterback, Matt Castle, from the Bills. Because Tony Romo, he's out. They don't know when he's going to come back. How about that? All right, thanks for playing Nail the Score. Good luck, everybody.
Went down to the football game. When I saw the previous game.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.